Cole Beasley, Bills wide receiver, joins us on Writer's Block. Cole, thank you so much for doing this. Greatly appreciate it. Trust you're doing well. Look, I know you guys don't want to make excuses, but one of the things I've been saying is, you know, we know athletes are creatures of habit. Look, we all have to deal with stuff in the age of COVID-19, but I'm just wondering if the schedule and the juggling that's had to go on, you know, coupled with the fact that the off season and training camp was already kind of screwed up, if that's had any impact on what we've seen from the Bills in the past couple of weeks.
I don't think so. You know, everybody's dealing with the same thing. So it's a level playing field for both teams when games get moved like that. So I don't think it has any effect on, I mean, it has an effect, but it's on both of them. You know what I mean? So I don't think there's really an advantage there.
Cole, you've been in the league for a long time, and you've been an excellent receiver for a long time. You've gone to a lot of different stadiums to play, including some hard ones. When you were coming on today, I wanted to ask you this because I find this so fascinating. So much of football is about sound, you know, how a quarterback and how an offensive line and how wide receivers can deal in a hostile environment. I'm sure in a sense that, like, sound plays a role when you can kind of feel a defender coming close to you. Given that there's given that the stadiums this year have either had no fans or at least in some cases have had just a little bit of fans, can you tell me how, like, the lack of sound has just impacted you as a football player and how it might impact a game?
You know, within the snap, you know, I really don't hear anything anyway. You know, even when there's fans out there, you're so locked in and focused on what you're doing and everything's happening so fast. I don't even notice sound now or before, you know what I mean? You notice, like, before you would notice the sound of the fans after or before a play, maybe. But, you know, during the play, it's like you're so locked in, it's almost like there is no sound. You know what I mean? So there's too much other stuff to focus on to even worry about noise, really. So it doesn't really affect me at all, you know, during the play.
There's been a lot of talk this year about Josh Allen and his improvement from what we saw last year. I know you've played with, you know, you've played significant time. You spent significant time with guys like Dak and Tony Romo. What's been the key to Josh's improvement? And when you look at those other guys, what is the next step for Josh from your point of view?
You know, it's just reps and being out there, really. You know, last season was Josh's real first full season as a quarterback in the NFL. So, with anything, the more you do it, the better you're going to be. And, you know, he's got all the tools. So, you know, physically everything's there and beyond, really. You know, he's got better physical traits than any quarterback that I've ever played with. So everything for him is just mental and seeing stuff. And, I've always said he's been so competitive. So he hates to lose, which is what you want in a quarterback. But sometimes in the NFL, you know, there are plays when the defense is just in the perfect call to take away what we're doing. So just managing those situations is something that he had to learn early. And he's done a great job of that this year. And that's been the biggest improvement is learning how to manage those plays.
I was going to say, was there a point where you noticed that he'd taken that step forward a little bit? You know, I don't know if it was a game or just a particular circumstance where you kind of thought to yourself, okay, now this is, you know, yeah, you're seeing some progress here.
I don't know which game it was, but it was definitely last year. You know, you could see it from the beginning to the end of the season. You know, he did a much better job of managing those situations, and he's done a great job up to this point this year as well. You know, and he's the best player on our team. So, you know, and he has the ball in his hands every play and we trust him to make those decisions, and he's getting better at it each and every day. And, you know, when it's all said and done, he's going to be, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in this league. So I'm excited to be a part of that. And I just want to do my job for him.
Cole, you got a chance to see two of the better teams in the AFC. And the likelihood of possibly seeing them again in the playoffs if everybody, if the Bills and the Chiefs and the Titans ultimately get to where they want to go. Now with a little bit of perspective, do you have a sense of where you think your team is in relation to those two teams, and how far away do you think the Bills are from being able to turn those losses around into wins against that kind of caliber team?
No, we're right there. It's just in the Chiefs game, it's just a few plays. They just made two or three more plays than us. You know, that's really what it comes down to. And that's kind of the NFL, you know, in general. So, and you know, any team can beat any team on any given day. I don't care what the record is. So you always got to come with your best game. If you don't execute, you're going to lose. And, you know, they executed better than we did. But, you know, we're right there. We're not far. And it showed us some things that we need to improve on. So it's really not about any other team. It's more about us than them. If we do what we're supposed to do and we execute how we know how, we have the talent to beat anyone. So it's really just on us, and we just got to keep getting better every day.
In conversation with Cole Beasley in Writer's Block, Stephon Diggs obviously has made a major impact on the Bills. He's a major weapon for the Bills and for Josh Allen. How has his arrival and his incorporation into the team, Cole, changed at all for you what you've had to do? And I'm talking, I don't know, strategically, tactically, any of those things.
Nothing really. You know, I still got my same role. So, still doing my job. He definitely draws a lot more attention. So that helps with me for sure. So, you know, but he's definitely been a good addition, and he's a guy we look to make plays and bring juice to our team, and he's done a great job of that so far.
Cole, I want to ask you about being a slot receiver. You've been one of the great slot receivers in the NFL over the last couple of years, and the league has certainly in your playing career, it's always been obsessed with size receivers. Every time you watch NFL draft or NFL draft shows, like when it comes to receivers, there's such a heightened focus on, you know, if you can get a guy 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", you know, who can in theory jump over cornerbacks. You're a guy who I feel like has just blown away like whatever those expectations should be when it comes to size as a receiver. So sort of a two-part question here. One, how have you been able to do that, being a smaller guy in a league with big receivers? And two, as someone who's been successful at your size, is size, like, do the scouts sort of, in your opinion, sort of overblow physical size in a receiver?
I think they do at times. I mean, it's definitely an advantage when you got a guy that towers over everybody and he can go up and get it. But there's also guys who tower over people who can't do that. You know what I mean? So, there still has to be some savviness in a big guy and some twitch at the line, or, you know, because a lot of corners might prefer, I mean, probably most of them prefer to cover a big guy than a short, twitchy, quick guy. It's harder to keep up with, you know what I mean? So it's just using what you have, and it's all based on scheme and you know, what type of offense you run and how they want to do things. You know, there's just depends how you want to do it. It's preference, you know. You know, you've seen teams have success with smaller receivers, and you've seen teams have success with bigger ones. I think it's a little overblown at times, but it just depends on what you want to do and how you want to utilize guys. We have a lot of guys that can separate, so that's what we do, and you can definitely have success doing that. The Patriots have had success doing that for a long time, too, as well. So it really just depends, you know, what they want to do as an offense.
Cole, last one from us, and that is our listeners here in Toronto should know that not only a wide receiver, but you're a singer. You released a debut, 80 Strings, in 2017. You have a debut album, The Autobiography. How serious are you when your playing career is over to do music on a full-time basis?
I mean, I'm going to do that probably forever. You know, I just love doing it, and you know, I worked the whole off season on a bunch of stuff, and I have a lot of music that I'm going to put out later, but you know, that's for a later date. Right now, you know, football is my priority, so that comes first. But you know, music is something that I love to do, and I'll always do it, so I'll probably release music forever.
Cole, it was really good of you to join us. Thanks so much. Stay safe, stay healthy, and please, please, please beat the Jets for me. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all having me.